Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. We're here in week number two of our Seasons of Marriage series, and last week, Bruce, we introduced the idea that marriages, like most living things, have predictable seasons, mm-hmm. and you explained there the whole process of young love and unpacked the first components of that. We talked a little bit about the task of leaving and cleaving. So if you missed that, of course, you can go out to the website and download any of the back editions of that feature at pebblesoftruth.com. But, Bruce, what's the second task of season number one, young love?
Well, Cap, today we're going to talk about the need to learn how to fight lovingly. And if we don't learn how to do that in this first season, we're in for a long, stormy marriage. And whenever there are two people in a relationship, conflict is inevitable. So the second task is how to resolve conflict.
Wait a minute now. Isn't it true that people who love each other never fight?
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a fight with your wife?
Well, that's a trick question.
It is a trick, so don't answer it. But it does answer your question. People who love each other do fight. In fact, we fight with people we care about over issues we feel deeply about.
So you're saying couples who don't really care that much about each other or too many issues typically don't fight then?
That's more right than not. And if I care about you, I want you to think and feel the same ways that I do about the core issues in my life. And if I don't care about you, I usually don't care how you think or feel unless it's getting into my space. And the truth is that when we avoid fighting as a couple, we're hurting our relationship. We're hiding from each other. We're not really sharing how we think and how we feel so that we can keep the peace. And we're willing to be misunderstood, and we're willing to keep bearing pain because we don't want to rock the boat, thinking that keeping the peace is the best case scenario. But many times, stuffing those feelings and hurts until they explode is going to lead to a much more difficult mess to clean up. So we want to learn how to resolve conflicts, and that can be a tremendous way to build intimacy as well. When we enter into these discussions about how we think and how we feel, we have an opportunity to get to know our spouses in a better way in those areas of how they're thinking and how they're feeling.
So fighting builds marriages?
Well, probably not fighting as much as learning how to resolve conflict builds marriages. Fighting that does not produce positive discussion and ultimately bring some sort of resolution will tear a marriage apart.
So how would a couple then resolve these conflicts?
Well, that's a great question. And the first step is we need to remember that we're discussing issues and problems. We're not trying to tear down our partners. The goal here is resolution and restoration, not supremacy. We're on the same team. We're trying to build the same marriage, the same family. And we've all heard that adage, you know, attack the problem, not the person. Mm-hmm. And the second step would be to find the proper time and place to discuss the issue. You know, trying to handle a fight on the phone while you're at work or in the car with kids present probably are not things that are going to help us get the conflict resolved. So you need to set an undisturbed time and place where you can be face-to-face to discuss the major issues. So if a fight flares up in the course of the day, you want to stay loving and kind and say to your partner, honey, you know, I'm not on the same page with you on this issue. Can we talk about it tonight when we get home and the kids are in bed? And that might be a better way of planning for that time to have the discussion. And that leads to the third step, which is to learn how to speak the truth to one another in love. Not scream it in love, but to speak it in love. And we need to learn how to reflectively listen. Every message, as we've talked about before, has a fact and a feeling. And we need to listen for both. And after the one partner speaks, we need to reflect back to them what we're hearing, what they're saying to us, and how they're feeling about what's being said. And we need to be quiet and reflect so that we're getting the same message and begin to work towards resolution. And then we need to apologize when needed and grant forgiveness when asked for. And those are two biblical steps that we need to take, seek forgiveness and to grant forgiveness. That will help us to fulfill the last step of restoring our relationship. Paul tells us in Ephesians, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. So until next time, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.